AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I'm just messing back, bro.
Ed, you're ruining the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Ed has ruined the intro for episode 82. We're just going to get right into it. We're heavy on the football. That's what they say. Not my cup of tea. I dragged out the old Chet Lemon Detroit Tigers t-shirt out of the woodwork just for shits and giggles. And we're gonna have some fun on this one, I can tell already. Brad's laughing, Ed's laughing, Tom's laughing, the Phantom's laughing.
You busted out the Tigers jersey just for football.
Yeah. How we do it. That's how we do it. You gotta go against the grain. Everybody's going one way, you gotta go the other way. I must say, I got my Mishkov jersey the other day. Very happy. Ready for the season to start. So let's get rolling. Ed, you know how we do it. You ready? You got the big
email? I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll, sir. All right.
Let's hit this email.
All right. Hey there, podcast fans. Are you ready to show off your love for the 1973 podcast? We got over 20 different designs of t-shirts and hoodies that capture the essence of classic stuff. Whether you're a fan of the show or just love that retro feel, we've got something for everybody. From bold prints to subtle nods to your favorite personalities, each piece is made with top-notch quality and that timeless style you crave, perfect for lounging at home or making a statement out and about. And don't wait, our collection is flying off the shelves faster than you can say, don't be cheap, buy a shirt. Visit us now at bonfire.com and grab your favorite before they are gone. 1973 Podcast T-Shirt Store on YouTube. Just click the link in our episode. All right. So this is from Jill from Staten Island, New York.
I think that's Brad's woman.
Is it? Jill. Is it? All right, good for Brad. All right. This is from Jill from Staten Island. Hello, gentlemen. I have an idea for you to blow the roof off your podcast. Interesting choice of words. Wives and girlfriends episode, or how about a newlywed show episode? Gentlemen, I'll kick it to you guys from Jill from Staten Island, NY.
Well, let's go to the youngest member on the podcast, Bradford. What do you think of that email?
So do you want, one episode, instead of us being here, it's all of our significant others? Or, like, they come on at the same time?
There's two scenarios there. Come on and play the newlywed game.
Yeah.
File, or well, just...
Jess can't do either because she's busy cooking and cleaning. Like, someone's got to take care of this house.
Well, you know why? She don't want to get hit. That's why.
I don't hit her. She's just... I keep her locked up.
How about a stern look? Do you give a stern look?
Yeah.
Like the eye?
I think once she's done making dinner, it would be great to have her on the podcast, but I don't know if Jess would have the personality that she would come and, like, you know what I mean? I don't know if she would get in front of a camera. I don't know. I'll ask her. I think that would be hilarious.
You strong arm her? Just strong arm her.
Say yeah, she won't speak unless spoken to. Like, let's be clear.
Nice. Good man. Good man. Ed, well, how about your thoughts on that? Seeing that you have the girlfriend that nobody knows about, that you come home, you bring her, you don't show her to the fellas. Something.
That's a new Phantom.
Oh, there you go. Maybe I was doing it for the show. I'm pretty sure she'd come on.
Next, you're going to tell me that she's from Canada. Don't try to find her.
No.
Thomas, thoughts? Let's bring this back to True North. Come on, Thomas. what do you think?
It's going to happen on my end. It's going to have to be after the school year because it's only been a week and my wife's a school teacher and she's already underwater and going crazy where she's pretty much, it's funny because as you grow up, you think teachers have it easy to teach 5 days and have 3 months off. Well, as a husband of a teacher, I tell you, that's not true. Mm-hmm. She works 7 days a week, and she's, even during the summer, she's putting stuff together, and to the point where, I mean, she's taken on tutoring thing, and she's tutors in summer. I mean, I don't know if she'd have time.
I am going to ask the man whose wife is on more social media than anybody I know, Big D, wife on the show, yes or no?
Pretty safe to say she wouldn't come near this with a 10-foot pole.
Yes.
Kids, I can do. Kids, I got crawling all over this joint.
But, well, you know what?
Yeah, I don't think Aunt would be too interested in that.
I think what you need to do is, before you say no, you need to talk to Brad. And he'll tell you how to get it on the show.
Dad, not having her on might be a good thing, because you know these guys with all their stories.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I've already caught enough hell about, I don't need to.
Yeah.
Just make the face. We're going to the Phantom. We're taking the Phantom in the bottom square to block. What do you got, Phantom, on that one?
That is a fuck no. Me. That's my policy is like Ghostbusters. I don't like crossing the streams. where, that's my true north. Can I have my hour and a half without getting yelled at? I'm in a happy place. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you have to go upstairs above the garage.
That's right.
Phantom, I gotta tell you, man, you without facial hair is throwing me for a loop. So here, I have a proposal. Either shave everything, eyebrows included, or grow everything.
Yeah, eyebrows are moneymaker, bro. You can't take those off.
You can definitely shave those, man.
Earring back in, we're back in business, buddy.
I'm going to wrap this email up, and it's hard enough to get the dudes on here for a podcast, never mind the significant others. So I think it's when I saw it a couple of weeks ago, I thought it was a great email question, something different, and it'd be hilarious. I know that there'd be a lot that came out of it, but we'll probably just roll like this as we should. Speaking of rolling, let's roll to Bradford, quick little fill us in on the wrestling real quick before we jump into the sports. What are your thoughts?
I'll say this. I watched NXT No Mercy, and that was way more entertaining than Bash in Berlin. Joe Hendry came out. He attempted to overthrow Ethan Page for the NXT championship, and he failed. Trick Williams was a guest referee. I'm going to tell you, man, like, if y'all aren't watching NXT, you're missing out on a huge block of wrestling, because they are absolutely killing it in NXT right now with the TNA crossovers. And I think Joe Hendry's time might be done. He's back at TNA, but he also keeps posting to social media anytime, any place. I can't wait to see him show up on Raw or SmackDown. I think Raw and SmackDown have been they're just kind of getting it through. A lot of you got to keep in mind, a lot of their big stars that are in the bloodline haven't been present because of the recent family deaths, I think. Stuff like that going on. The Terror Twins, this whole Priest and Rhea Ripley thing, they're still pushing it. I like it. It is what it is. It's entertaining. I wish they would move on from it already. We're just looking forward to Bad Blood. I think that's the next PLE, right?
Yep.
They had this weird SmackDown match. It was like the entire bloodline versus a bunch of nobodies, a bunch of mid-carders. I don't know why they did that. I think they're just trying to fill some gaps and float the show until they can get Roman Reigns, Jay and Jimmy. Still haven't seen Paul Heyman since he got his FUPA, got powerbombed. So I don't know. They're kind of in this weird spot. I will say on NXT No Mercy, they also had a female wrestler. I know, Andy, you're not a big fan. But another reason why WWE is killing it right now is her name is Julia. She's like the top three in the independent circuit. And so keep in mind, they have, what is her name from Mexico? Still trained up, coming up. And then they just signed Julia. They're about to have one of the hottest women's divisions ever. Like, they're going out and signing these independent stars to their contracts. Like, forget Mercedes Moné. Send her to AEW. She hasn't done shit. WWE is finding these independents, and they're bringing them in, giving them contracts. And when they come out, it's going to be fire. So lots of things to look forward to. Bad Blood coming up. And then right around the corner, we got Survivor Series, boys. And right after that, we're going to start the road to WrestleMania. So it's time to get hype. It's time to get going.
So just to piggyback on that, Brad, they had Rosemary show up too. She's kind of like on and off with the independents. She's kind of got that spooky kind of look to her or whatever. So, you know, people kind of like her, you know, if that's the type of thing that those people like, you know, that's one of the things that's a plus. The other thing too is AEW, their pay-per-views tonight, they just had one 2 weeks ago. It's kind of like just irrelevant. And then I was reading something that, unfortunately, I think that takeover with Shane McMahon has kind of fallen kind of flat with what Moxley's doing now. It's supposed to be a take on a movie that from Australia or something like that, that they're just ruining the whole. You know, they're telling you already what it is and what the origin is. You know, everything I talk about when it comes to the psychology of the wrestling thing, you know, when you do that stuff, you already lost me. Here I am having high hopes for that. And it just kind of, it's falling flat for me right now. They should have saved Ricochet. They should have saved the Hurt Business. They should have saved all these WWE people and had them all kind of come through the crowd, like kind of Scott Hall did, and kind of, you know, I got other friends, you don't know who it's going to be. And they could kind of hint at McMahon without saying his name and kind of use him like as a, you know, you got to figure it out. Is he really involved? Is he not involved? Mm. McMahon can show up, you know, so they dropped the ball with that with me. Phantom, real quick on that.
Yeah, I haven't really actually, since like football started, I've kind of been falling off a little bit. So I'm not really even have a decent opinion.
Yeah, that's, you're not missing nothing, anything right now. And I think so one of the things that Brad was talking about, I think they were just trying to string some episodes along till they got to their, you know, new spot on USA and, you know, that Netflix deal that they got working, because they already have a big main event for next week.
Yeah.
Defending the belt against Solo and Cage.
Solo.
So maybe they're
that part. And to me, it's like already like, why are you like, you got so many different guys, like, well, why are you defending the belt against the same guy like multiple times?
I think it's just kind of lazy. Yeah. Lazy.
Well, this was their last episode on SmackDown ever.
On Fox. Like,
they're done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so they're done. So now it's going to go to USA until the transition to Netflix, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so, I get it. I don't know why they're trying to, you know, I think they're trying to force this feud with Solo and Cody Rhodes, because as much as we love Cody and he finished his story, I can't even remember his title defenses because they were forgettable. It's like, hey, you're my buddy, you're my pal. You deserve a main event. We're going to put you on this PLE and you can wrestle me, buddy, for the championship, but you're not going to win it. And it's always like the first match of the night for the PLE. It's not even the main event. So, you know, Cody's not dropping the belt to Logan Paul or Kevin Owens, you know what I'm saying? Or AJ Styles. And it's the first match of the PLE. It's just not happening. You know what I mean? They're good matches. Now Cody can put on a 5-star match with anybody that gets in the ring with him. He made Logan Paul look good. He made AJ Styles look like a fucking star. He made Kevin Owens look vintage Kevin Owens, man. But he's not dropping the title, and is boring. I love Cody Rhodes, but it's boring, dude. We need something. We need Roman Reigns back. John Cena come out. Randy Orton turn heel. Kevin Owens turn heel. Somebody, something.
Yeah, Cena will be back soon with those new TV deals. He'll be pushing it. So we'll wrap up the wrestling before we get too long in the tooth with that, and we'll kick it over to our man, the professor, with Tom Shitty Picks to start some sports talk.
All righty. Tom Shitty Picks is brought to you by Brock Street Brewing Company, located at 244 Brock Street South in Whitby, Ontario. Everything they brew is in-house, including their hard iced teas, their beers, vodka sodas, and their hard seltzers. So if you're in the Whitby area, go check them out and tell them the 1973 podcast sent you. All right, so let's go back, circle back to who I took last week. It didn't end up being a too bad of a pick. I took Jordan Love. Had a good game. He had 22 points if you go by the fantasy stats. He did 260 yards, two touchdowns, and one of them was a 70-yard bomb. Unfortunately, he got hurt the last play of the game, and he's probably going to be out a month or so with a MCL sprain. So it might be the last time you see him for a while. This week, I'm going college football. Somebody put a bug in my ear this afternoon about maybe doing a college game. So I'm going to do a college game for next week. I'm going to pick my game of the week, Arizona versus Kansas State. I think right now it's the only game with two ranked teams playing against each other. I'm going to go with Arizona, even though Kansas State's at home. Arizona's got this beast at wide receiver. His name is Tatora McMillan. He had last week, he had 304 yards receiving and four touchdowns against New Mexico. He's 6 foot five. He's like, they're comparing him to Megatron. And the quarterback, I think the quarterback's name is Noah Fifita. He had five touchdown passes and 400 yards passing. I just think they're going to have too much offense for Kansas State. I'm picking them to win.
That's a good pick.
So you want to jump into the college football talk right off the rip, Thomas? Let's go.
Well, I know something was grinding Ed's gears, so I want Ed to get into what he was what was grinding his gears about the college game.
Ed, stop being a bitch and let's go.
All right. Anywho, I mean, I don't understand. The thing that was grinding my gears today was the personal foul that they called against in the Michigan game when they went to go tackle. And they gave him a 15-yard penalty for hitting with the crown of his helmet. And then they had to watch it. And it took 3 minutes. And it all it was a football play. And the thing about it is I have no problem with protecting players from each other. I have no problem with, you know, you shouldn't be hitting with the crown of your helmet in the first place. But they're taking the physicalness out of the game. And some of these hits, it's just football. Like, you're penalizing these guys for playing football too hard. I find that wrong. I have no problem with, like, some of the ones where, I mean, the guy loads his head, it lowers his head, and like, yeah, okay, I get it. But some of these ones, like, there's just great hits, and these guys are moving so fast, and you expect them to, like, have perfect head position that every time. You can't do it, and that grinds my gears. So I'm going to kick it to you boys. What do you boys think?
I agree with you, Ed. My take on it is, like, you signed up to play. The game's played a certain way. Not for everybody. And if it's not for you, you shouldn't fucking play. But the thing that pisses me off is, like you were saying, that they had to go to replay to figure out whether or not, like, it should be blatant. Every person in the stadium should know, like, you did it on purpose, you're dirty, or whatever it is. But if it's that close, they actually are going to go to replay to see if somebody lowered their head when they, like, all these guys are lowering their heads. They'll put it in slow motion. And you're judging somebody by a game that way you are reacting in like a second's time. You know what I mean? It's bogus. A lot of the half this replay stuff that pisses me off too.
Dennis?
Oh. Yeah. Hey guys. Yeah. So I agree with both Ed and Ryan. I understand the safety aspect of the game and times have changed, right? And they're very focused on head injuries and player safety. Et cetera, et cetera. But like, y'all remember back to that hit that Jadeveon Clowney, when he was at South Carolina, put on that dude from Michigan and just buried his ass and his helmet went flying.
Yeah. The only thing Clowney did his whole football career.
Right? But highlight, right? Like that today would have been a 15-yard penalty and he probably would have been ejected for targeting. Right?
Yep. Yep.
So it's the total pussification of America. It's a violent sport. Just like, I got kids that play high school football, and the size of these kids and the speed and the ferocity that they play with, it is not for the faint of heart. All right. Mm-hmm. So I understand player safety, but sometimes they go way over the line with the officiating.
I'm going to piggyback on that, and then I'm going to kick it to Brad. I think that people really, it's really easy to watch football on TV, and it makes it look slow. People do not realize how big these dudes really are and how fast they are actually moving. Like, when you have a guy that weighs 250 pounds and he's running a 40-yard dash in 4.5 seconds, do you realize how fast that really is? And you're expecting that guy to stop on a dime. You're expecting that guy to have perfect, like, hand position, pad position. Like, the funny thing is, your head's attached to your shoulders. It's going to get in the way. You know, Brad, what do you think?
No, I think you guys nailed it, man. And, you know, like, if it's a dirty play, everybody in the stadium, everybody watching, everybody knows it's a dirty play. But football is such a fast sport, man. Like, you can't sit here and penalize these because they're in college. They're literally kids, 18, 19-year-old kids, trying to make a play, trying to earn their scholarship, trying to earn that NIL money, trying to win that championship, whatever, right? You're going to penalize these guys in an instant replay that slows the game down so much. And then who's to say, like, oh, he did that intentionally? Like, you don't know. You're not a psychologist. You're not in that guy's head. Like, you don't know if he's doing it intentionally. It was just a heads-up play, and it went wrong. Like, it goes wrong sometimes. You know what I mean? I was watching this clip earlier today. It was like football from 2008 or 2009 in the NFL when Chad Johnson got his bell rung. His helmet flew off. He walked over to the sidelines. He didn't even know who he was. Like, that stuff doesn't happen anymore. But on that specific play, anybody that saw that play knew that was a targeting play. It was intentional. They were trying to lay out the best receiver on the Bengals, and they did. They took him out. And if it's not like that, then like all this hoopla going into these replays, and it takes 3 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, and slows the whole game down and whatever. Like, it's just nonsense, man. Like, let these kids play some football. If they want to wear their little protective, what do you call them, Tom?
Guardian cap.
Those guardian caps. Let them wear the guardian caps, man. And you know, I'm not saying like just – I don't want it to be wide open like it was, because Chad Johnson in that particular play almost fucking died. He got drilled. And so I don't want to go back to that. I like where we're at, but I don't think we need to waste 15 minutes on a game doing an instant replay to determine if somebody was intentional targeting or not. Like, this is ridiculous. Sometimes a football play is just a football play. Let it be that.
Right.
What do you think
about the guardian cap?
I was going to ask Dennis a question. Dennis, I know that you played as well, do you feel like that the kids, because of they have the 7-on-7 camps and stuff like that, where the kids know each other a lot more, do you feel like it's a little bit less like hatred and viciousness, but it's just super competitive? Or is it? Or do you think that it's still like it was back when we played?
Oh, no. I think the game is highly competitive, not only in the games, but in practices as well. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, my son Gabriel, you guys, he's been on the podcast. He plays on a state championship football team, right? He's won like 3 state championships since he's been in high school. Cary Grove is one of the best teams, is I think ranked 8th in the state of Illinois overall. They're a powerhouse. It is highly competitive. They have a lot of good players. And last year, my son got a concussion, and it wasn't even in a game. It was in practice, because they play full tilt, full time, not only in the games, but in the practice. It's ultra, ultra competitive. So I am, they even asked us, at the football meeting this year, if we wanted to buy guardian caps for our kids, they were available. And, they're relatively inexpensive. I believe they're like $70 or something like that. I asked my son if he wanted one, and it just didn't qualify for the amount of drip that he was trying to put out there on the field. Because they look pretty ridiculous, right? He's like, yeah. I'm not wearing that thing, Dad. There is something interesting that they have that I've seen a lot of the NFL players wearing, which are called cue collar. It's like a collar that goes around your neck.
Yep.
I've seen several of them. The guy I remember most is like Drew Tranquil wears one. And what it does is it puts pressure on your neck, increasing the blood flow to your brain, which reduces the amount of, I guess, slosh you're going to have in there.
Yeah, Tony Pollard wears one.
Yeah, yeah. You're seeing them a lot more in the NFL. So I hope it kind of goes down into the high school levels as well. But yeah, it's to answer your question directly, Ed, it's the kids all know each other. They've all been playing football together for 10 years plus. And it's highly competitive all the time, every year.
It's not the Don Beebe cap that he used to wear for the Bills.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to look like a dark helmet from Spaceballs with a guardian cap thing on.
There's supposed to be at least a dozen players. I'm sorry, was that right?
It's like running around like you're a mascot.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be at least a dozen players in the NFL this week going to be wearing the guardian cap, so it'll be interesting. I guess the Colts have like six or seven guys on their defense are going to try it out, so we'll see how it works out.
Do you want
that to checks out? The Colts are one of the softer teams in the NFL. That checks out.
That's an excellent point, Brad.
Now, do you want to stay on the college football, Tom? Do you have any things to add with that, or do you want to move on to the NFL?
The only thing I wanted to add with the whole thing with the NFL that Ed was talking about, and just to bounce off of what Ryan said about the kids know what they signed up for in college. To me, all these kids are signing these NIL deals for thousands of dollars, some of them millions of dollars. So there should be a risk and reward. If you're going to get all this money, there's got to be something. To me, there's got to be a risk involved. I mean, this would be the risk. To me, I have no problem with them. They need to go back to the old school ways they play. I mean up to a limit, like Brad said, don't go crazy. The obvious ones call, but they're taking the hitting out of the game, and that was, as we were kids, just now we're talking about hits that happened 15-20 years ago. I mean it brings something to the game.
The being an outsider with the way the football is now, it's probably why I don't watch it. Kind of just doesn't remind me of what I used to like to watch. But how can the NFL, and this is my two cents, sell you hit tapes on VHS for years and then turn around and say, you know, well, we don't condone that or whatever. And I know, but all during the 80s, I mean, if you signed up for Sports Illustrated, you got, you know, the NFL's hottest hitters or things like that. And they were all on the old NFL films, you know, with, you know, everything from Dick Butkus to Jack Lambert to Jack Tatum to that famous Earl Campbell run where he's just bouncing off people and they're tearing his jersey. And there was no like air holes in that jersey back then. That was one of those Russell Athletic jerseys. He's just getting stuff destroyed off him and he keeps going. He's also dead now, but that's another thing. I just don't understand how you can't have it both ways. You can't look at the way you used to do stuff and then say, we weren't wrong, we just weren't educated. So you can't fly into that umbrella.
Listen, the NFL talks out of both sides of their face, okay? They're the first one to talk about player safety and all the, you know, Roger talking about all the endeavors about player safety and helmet development and blah, 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 blah. And they are the first ones to retweet or post a big fucking hit, okay? That's going to be, because that's going to get them clicks. It's money. It's a business. Yep. Bare bones and bottom line, and there's no two ways around it. They care about player safety as long as it makes them money.
That's an excellent point. There was a whole Frontline episode about CTE and everything like that, and the NFL had studies back in the late 80s and early 90s about collisions and head injuries and stuff like that, and they squashed it, which the thing about it is like, look, you know, for anybody that's ever been around pro athletes and that type of thing or pro organization, look, the players know that they're a commodity. They're a product, right? They know that when they're done, they're done. I mean, they're essentially like horses, you know? And so they're not necessarily taken out and shot behind the building into a hole, but, you know, they're taken out the pasture and, you know, and I mean, look, I mean, the NFL, it's a proven business. And the thing is, it's like, and they're smart now because they realize that if they keep some of the tackling still in there, But the thing is, it's like, notice how when we were growing up, you had all these running backs, right? That all have like over 1,000 yards, 1,500 yards, that type of thing, right? Guess what? Women don't want to watch that. Women will watch passing all day long. So they pull it. So now they allow the receivers to release off the line and all this other stuff. Why? Because they want that other 50% viewership with those eyes on TV, you know, because that's where the money is, you know. And then the Guardian caps, just to circle back on that. Bottom line is that there's one study that says that, you know, it improved 40% of people with like head injuries and stuff like that in the game. And then there's also another piece that says they don't do anything. So, you know, and they're still waiting for the peer-reviewed studies to come out, and they haven't come out yet, and they're not going to come out, I guarantee it.
I think we have to scry down some of those ladies into liking Russian.
What's that?
I think Brad could strong arm some of those ladies into actually liking the ball being run. Just saying. From a previous conversation.
At the end of the day, you're playing pro football. Yeah. Like if you don't miss CTE, go work at fucking Shaw's. Like you have a regular job. Sign me, Sean. You know, give me some CTE for all those millions of dollars. I'll check out SC. It is what it is. Let's go.
People have such an appetite for this sport that they will spend $5 just to buy freaking Peacock. Okay? Nobody watches fucking Peacock. Okay? Well, if you wanted to watch that goddamn Eagles game.
If you watch wrestling, you want to watch the game.
If you want to watch wrestling, you got to have Peacock.
I could give two shits about wrestling. I don't watch it.
Hey, you're going to hurt us.
Sorry, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, okay?
Wait a minute. Dennis, last show.
I know you like men in tights. Stop lying. Let's go.
Hey, who brought this guy Dennis on anyway? Who brought it?
Who on this panel has feelings anyway? I mean, come on now.
Well, you can't say that. I mean, it's been a tough 2024 for personal stuff, Ed. You can't say that.
That's not what I'm talking about.
All right, Andy, so Dennis is not coming back then, right?
he likes to spend $5 on the Peacock.
He loves a peacock.
It's good for someone to have an alternative.
I'm offended at the way he says Peacock. I'm just going to say that right now.
I'm sorry, Brad. I apologize.
He enunciates the cock part. Let's just be honest.
Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas, bring us back.
Yeah, bring us back. Are we going to start doing the football picks now?
We are, but before we get into the week picks, I want to ask Dennis his Super Bowl picks. We've asked everybody that we've had on here.
So listen, Dennis, the question is, going into it blind, who do you pick to go to the Super Bowl, and who do you pick to win?
Okay.
Now I know what I look like last week when you asked me on the spot.
Damn, I wasn't expecting this, man. I haven't given it.
Really, I would have told him, but he badmouthed wrestling. So
until somebody, I'm gonna go. I know it's gonna sound lame as fuck, but I'm gonna go Chiefs and Eagles again. Like, to be honest with you, because I think those are the two most talented teams. And until somebody beats the Chiefs, I'm going with the Chiefs, man. Patrick Mahomes is real deal.
They looked good.
It also helps for the referees helping you too, you know.
Ed, you are correct.
I mean, there were three penalties on the Ravens?
There was a lot of no calls that should have been called.
With the illegal formation shit. The guy on Kansas City, 74, whoever the fuck he is, he was basically in the backfield on every goddamn play. I've been watching this dude for 2 years do this bullshit.
You can't call timeout unless you're the head coach or the team captain.
Spags over here.
Running 45 yards downfield to call a timeout.
Big Red
can do that.
They're getting lit up for that right now.
Thomas, as far as our picks so far for week one, how are we looking? We haven't gone into Sunday yet, but
there's only one person that's 2-0, and it's Brad. So Brad's the only one so far 2-0. Everybody else is 1-1.
Okay. Cowboys didn't even play yet.
All right.
All right, let's start this off. For week two, game one, Thursday night, the Miami Dolphins are at home and they're playing the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to start with you, Andy.
We're going to go fish.
All righty. Dennis, how about you?
All right, what's the game?
Miami and Buffalo.
Pay attention. Can I have my kid Seth do make my picks?
Doesn't matter to me.
Come here. Okay. So this is sit down. Okay, so this is, you said it's the Dolphins and the, this is Seth. He's 11. Say hi.
Hello, Seth.
All right. So
hello, Seth.
Hello, Seth.
Kid show.
Dolphins and the
Bills. It's a kid show. Sorry, yes. I did suck it while ago.
Bills. Dolphins, Bills. Who you got? Make it a little more snappy. We only got an hour. Dolphins. We're going with the fish.
All righty. Brad.
That's a hard pick, but I'm going to go with the Dolphins just because they're the home team.
All right. Ed?
Dolphins.
All right. Mr. Branko.
Bills.
Ooh.
I'm going pick.
With Miami, too. I think Buffalo's taking a big step back this year with their wide receiving core. So I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Degenerate gambler. They say the betting public is dumb, so.
I just think through the Bills secondary, I mean, I think that they're going to get gashed.
Yep. Big turnover on their team this past year. All right. Game two, the Dallas Cowboys at home against the New Orleans Saints. Andy.
Told you I'm here to make friends. I'm going Cowboys.
All right. Dennis and Seth.
Yeah, Cowboys. Don't let me down, buddy.
Cowboys and Saints.
Oh. Yeah, boy.
We're going with them boys, Ryan.
Hey,
alrighty. Brad, I know I don't have to ask, but I'm going to anyway.
First of all, they're playing the Saints. Like, give me a break, dude. That team is in shambles. Of course it's the Cowboys.
Alrighty. Ed?
Why are we picking week three before we even did week one?
This is week two.
I thought we were doing week three. All right, guys.
He's out of it. Go the Cowboys.
He gets killed tomorrow. Like, we're going to be fucking up my picks.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be fun.
All right, fans. Then, well, who are you taking?
Brad's Dallas Cowboys.
All right. I agree. I think this is a game. If Dallas loses this game, they've got some serious problems. I'm going to go with Dallas. Game three. Detroit Lions at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Andy.
Go Lions.
All righty. Dennis and Seth.
Lions or Bucks?
Lions.
Lions.
All righty. Brad.
Even though Andy's wearing a Detroit Tigers t-shirt, I'm still going to go with the Lions. I really like them this year.
All righty. Ed.
I wore this shirt because I knew Ryan would like it. Alan Trammell.
Ooh, gentlemen. Doyle Alexander.
Lions, Tommy.
Yeah. Lions, okay. Yeah. Phantom.
Oh, yeah, that's all Lions.
Yep. My Super Bowl pick is the Lions, so I'm going with them in this game. All right. Game four, the Green Bay Packers at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Andy.
The Fudge Packers.
All righty. Dennis and Seth.
Packers and the Colts. Packers.
All righty. Brad.
No Jordan Love. Going with the Colts.
All righty. Ed.
I'm going to go with the Bailey Zappi led Green Bay Packers.
Wow. Wait, he's on Green Bay?
He got not even the backup.
Oh, goddamn.
Mr. Franco.
That's a kid show, Dennis. Watch him. Watch the language.
He's heard much worse.
Keep it clean.
Who you taking?
Not Green
Ryan?
Bay. Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah. I think, Ed, I don't think Zappy's starting. It's going to be Malik Willis. They just made a trade 2 weeks ago from the Tennessee Titans, so I think Willis is going to start. I'm going with Indianapolis. Willis. Next,
Zappy will play.
All you have to do is watch Malik Willis's two plays, and you'll know exactly what you're going to get.
Mm. He's good at college.
There's a reason he's not with the Titans anymore, and the Titans suck. Next game, Tennessee Titans at home against the New York Jets. Andy.
I'm going J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
All righty. Dennis and Seth?
Titans or Jets?
Jets.
Jets.
Taking all my picks.
Brad?
Picking blind. Haven't seen either team, but based off stats and the way the team is built, I got to go with the Jets.
All righty. Ed?
This kills me to make this pick, but the Titans are a shit show, so I'm going with the Jets.
Kid show. You said
kid it's show, a kid
right?
show.
Yeah.
Ed, Edward, kid show, right? Kid show.
This show, shit show.
Hey, settle down, William.
Ryan?
Yeah, remember, I know what your real first name is.
All right. I'm a Titans fan, and I'm going to say they're going to get killed this game. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to kill their secondary right now.
Yeah, they're going to go off.
All right. Next game, Minnesota Vikings at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Andy?
I am going to take Elton John's favorite football team, the 49ers.
All righty. Dennis and Seth?
49ers as well.
49.
All righty. Brad?
San Fran.
All righty. Ed?
San Fran.
All righty. Ryan?
Niners, yep.
All right. Sam Donner's going to be seeing ghosts again in this game. I'm going to be going with the 49ers. All right. Next game, New England Patriots at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Andy?
I am going to take the Seahawks in the AFC West.
And the Seahawks.
All right.
The Seahawks.
Oh, Dennis, you let that happen?
Hey.
All right.
He's a free thinker. He's smart. Man.
How do you pick the worst of the of these teams? The Seahawks.
All righty. Ed?
Kills me to make this pick, but I'm going with the Seahawks, man. Patriots are going to be like 2-15 this year.
Yeah. Ryan?
Seahawks.
Yeah. I'm going another clean sweep for the panel. I'm going with Seattle. Patriots offense is going to be so horrible this year. I think they're going to struggle to score like 17 points a game.
Well, all right. They'll be able to draft that kid out of New Mexico then.
Yeah. Well, they're already talking up here, Ed, about them tanking to and then they've already got it all planned out. These Felger and Maz and these sports talk shows have them trading out and trading down to like the sixth pick and actually loading up on defense. They haven't taken the cornerback from Michigan, Johnson, Tyrell Johnson.
Oh.
All right. Next game, Washington Commanders at home against the New York Giants. Andy.
Just like Ed, I'm going commando with this pick.
All righty. Dennis and Seth.
Commanders or Giants? Just pick one. Whatever.
I don't know.
They both suck. Just pick one.
They're
Commanders.
Yeah.
All righty. Brad.
I want to see what DQ is going to do. So, Commanders.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Commanders because they seem like they're going to be on the uptick and the Giants are on the downtick.
All righty. Ryan?
I will go with the Crimson Skins.
All right.
The Crimson Skins.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
If only the Giants had a play like Saquon Barkley that could score three touchdowns in a game.
Right?
How about that? Huh?
I'm going to go with Washington in this game too. All right. Next game. Carolina Panthers at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Andy.
Dan Fouts and the Chargers, please.
All righty. Dennis and Seth.
So the Panthers or the Chargers? Okay, here we go. Chargers.
All righty. Brad.
Until the Panthers redeem themselves from that atrocious show of football last year when they won only two games, Bolts.
All righty. Ed.
I mean, I know that Lance Allworth is not walking out that door, but I'm going to go with the Chargers.
All righty. Ryan.
Dodgers.
All right. Another one. Full chalk. We're all going with the same team. I'm going with the Chargers as well. Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars at home against the Cleveland Browns. Andy.
I'm going to take the Brown
Jaguars kids. And the Browns.
Who's that, Andy?
The Brown kids.
Okay. All right. Denison.
I see you.
Browns.
Browns. Cleveland.
All right. Brad.
Let the massage parlors know that he's in town, going with the Cleveland Browns. I meant that to rhyme also, by the way.
All right. Ed.
I'm going to go with massage parlor Watson there in the Browns.
All right.
Good
Brian.
Ed has also seen the Browns getting
back to 500 after taking a beating from the Cowboys.
Yep.
All right. I'm actually going with Jacksonville. I think they're going to have a fairly good year this year, so I'm going Jacksonville. All right, next game, Baltimore Ravens at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. Who, Andy.
Me?
Yes. Ravens. All right, Dennis and Seth.
What is the game?
Ravens and Raiders.
Oh, look.
Ravens and Raiders. See, you wanted to have wives in. Well, I got my wife in.
You couldn't stay away. That's what it is.
We got the whole family.
Ravens, Raiders. Pick one. Ravens.
All righty. Brad.
Ravens.
All righty. Ed.
Get out of that kitchen. We're having a party.
You don't want to go to the Ravens.
All right. Phantom.
Ravens.
All right. I'm going with the Ravens as well.
Brad.
All right.
You, Brad, you got to teach Dennis how to keep that from happening. tell him how to give her the look.
Hey, we're above the Mason-Dixon line here. Yeah, different rules.
Different rules. Right.
All right. Next game, Arizona Cardinals at home against the Rams. Andy.
Oh, Jesus.
Ugh. Not in the lineup.
I'm gonna have to say Rams.
All right. Dennis and Seth.
We're going to go Cardinals.
All righty. Brad.
I'm going to go Cards. We'll see what happens.
All righty. Ed.
Go with the Rams.
All righty. Phantom.
Rams.
All righty. I'm going to go with Arizona. The Rams have, they might, I'm good. This is a week before this game, but the Rams may have like five or six guys out of the lineup this week. So if they don't come back next week. All right, next game.
I heard Kyler Murray get hurt tomorrow, though.
Denver Broncos at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Andy.
Steelers.
All righty. Dennis and Seth.
We're gonna go Steelers.
All righty. Brad.
This one is just as hard as that shitty Patriots game to pick.
I agree.
The Broncos?
All righty. Ed.
This is a pick'em game. I think both teams are kind of – one team is on the way up, and the other team, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Steelers, but I think the Broncos are going to make a game of it.
All right. Ryan?
I'll go Steelers.
All right. I'm going to go with Denver only because, I mean, and again, we're 2 weeks away, but they're saying that Russell Wilson has a bad hamstring, so they have him questionable for tomorrow already.
Of course.
I'm going to go with Denver.
it's just an excuse for in case he plays bad, that's all.
Yeah.
Next game could be the game of the week. Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy.
Chiefs.
All right. Dennis and Seth.
All right. KC.
All righty. Brad?
Kansas City looks unbeatable. Kansas City. All
right. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yep. Ryan?
Swifties.
All righty. I agree. Even it's tough not seeing Cincinnati play yet, but they've owned the Chiefs during the regular season, but the Chiefs just looks tough. And they're going to add Marquise Brown back, I think, this week. So their offense should be loaded. All right. The Sunday night game, the Houston Texans at home against the Chicago Bears. Andy.
I'm going to pick the Bears because our fan club member, number one, Darren, I have to mention him. That's his team. So that's why I'm picking him. That's the only reason why I'm going with it.
All right. Dennis and Seth.
Oh, Bears.
All righty. Brad.
Darren, Seth, don't be mad. I don't make the rules. It is what it is. I'm picking the Texans.
All righty. Ed.
I'm not buying the whole Caleb situation that they have in Chicago right now. Homeboy is only throwing 50% completion passing. So I'm going with Texans.
Did Ed just use the term homeboy?
Homeboy.
Wow. Okay.
From the mean streets of Mattapoisin.
That's right.
I can tell.
Ryan, who you got?
I already forgot who we're picking.
Houston and Chicago.
I think Kalen Williams is going to be good, but I'm going to Texas.
All right. I'm with Ryan. I think give Chicago like 5-6 weeks and they're going to get better. I think they're going to have a pretty decent year, but I'm going with Houston in this game. All right, the Monday night game. Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Atlanta Falcons. Andy.
An all birds Monday night. I'll go Falcons, I guess.
All righty. Dennis and Seth.
All right. He wants to go Falcons.
Falcons.
We're going Falcons. All righty.
Brad.
Have y'all seen that episode of Sunny in Philadelphia where the gang dresses up as the Birds of War wrestling ring?
Yeah. Come on, Brad.
Yeah.
That's my show, dude. That's one of my shows.
It's the Eagles. The only other team that I think is unbeatable besides the Chiefs. I think the Eagles have a great squad. Secondary is atrocious, but they make up for it in other aspects of their pass rush. I think the Eagles are going to win that game.
All right, Ed.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
All righty. Phantom?
Eggy and his status jacket didn't show up, so I'm going Eagles.
All righty. Going to be another one. I'm going to go with the Eagles. They look good this week. Secondary, if they don't improve during the year, that's going to be their downfall in the playoffs, but that's a long way to go. All right, Andy, that's it.
All right, before we move on to the tinfoil hat, I want to ask Brad if he's ever been to Philadelphia.
Never in my life.
Dude, if that is an experience. We've been multiple times. Every single time we've gone, something fucked up has happened. Every single time.
That's how I feel about New Orleans, man.
We went to ECW Arena 2 years in a row, and it was absolute chaos.
Yeah.
It's just crazy stuff. Thomas?
Seth's going to go. So just bye, guys.
Bye, Seth.
Later, Seth.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks, buddy.
Go turn Creed up to volume 100 and annoy your dad.
Brad's tinfoil hat conspiracy of the week is brought to you this week by the book Loving Elliot, a fitting tribute to undying love written by our very own Andy Clark. It's available on Amazon.com. Amazon was the oldest, Amazon. Elliot was the oldest special needs Jack Russell Terrier when he passed away at the age of 21.
First of all, stop being cheap. Buy the book. Read it. Enjoy it. Support us. Support Andy. He's a great author. Read the book. Buy the book. Tinfoil hat, man. Let's get into it. It's football related. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, the conspiracy theorists have always pondered and wondered how this unholy union even came to be, right? We've always suspected that it was possibly some corporate sham put together to push the C-19 vaccine or some other political agenda, right? Because right at the time that they came together, Travis Kelce was pushing this Pfizer commercial about getting the, you know what, can't say it because we'll get blackballed and shadow banned on the YouTubes, but he was pushing these commercials. On the flip side, Taylor Swift was in a legal battle to get her original recordings that the Soros Corporation had bought up. So the Soros-backed firms basically own all her original cuts and everything of her albums. So they just dangle that in front of her, and they're like, hey, if you want your originals back, if you want these masters back, you know, these master recordings back, go out and endorse blah, 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 C19 treatment. Go out and endorse blah, 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 political candidate. And so the two of them together kind of made this unholy alliance where they could push all these agendas and all these different things and get people to go get, you know, what's done, amongst other things. So when this contract leaked that they're supposed to break up on September 28th, everybody was like, oh, we knew it. We knew this was a sham. Kelsey also went from dating a very round figured women of a certain ethnicity to dating Taylor Swift, who is as white as mayonnaise and flat as the walls of this bedroom, you know? So it's like, why is he going from this woman type to this woman type? Not to shame her or him or them in any way, you know, on woman types and body types, but whatever. It's kind of out of his realm, right? And then he comes out on week one of the NFL looking like Uncle Rico from fucking Napoleon Dynamite with a botched haircut and a shitty mustache. So people are asking questions. I don't know. It seems a little... Here we go, Tom. It seems a little weird. Soros and his corporations and his foundations and his backing have pushed musicians and movie stars that come out and endorse political candidates, whether they believe that garbage or not. So I don't know, something to think about. Nothing is ever is what it seems, you know. That's why we have conspiracy theories. So also, I did absolutely zero research on this, so you guys just have to accept it. Go do your own research. Go read a book, you heathens. Go read a book.
Listen, we all know since the dawn of time, especially with the Hollywood setup, that a lot of these arranged marriages, you know, whether it's somebody like Tom Cruise and that stuff, all throughout Hollywood, it's always been, is there a cover up because said person is a certain type of sexuality? You know, we could name names, but there's been a whole treasure trove of, you know, that stuff behind the scenes for years. So this wouldn't surprise me. So I guess the waiting game is the 28th, right, of September to see if it's all legit.
We'll see.
That's what I heard.
Of course they're saying it's fake, though. They're saying, oh, it was that leak was fake. Of course it's fake. Everything's always fake.
The professor is coming around. He said he heard the same thing. Where were you looking now, Thomas?
Yeah, but it was only on TMZ, so, you know, you can't trust them.
let's go to the silent behind the violent, the mouth of the South. What do you think, Ed?
I'm just going to say, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, and I think that, you know, to piggyback on what you said, look, I mean, it's there's a blueprint for everything, you know, to push agendas, you know. So, yeah, I believe that, you know, that there was some sort of agenda that was being pushed there. So, you know. It's kind of funny because all these conspiracies that people used to, you know, crack down on people saying that, oh, you guys are just being conspiracy theorists, all this stuff. Well, funny story how a lot of those conspiracies have a lot more truth to them now than they ever used to. So that's my take.
Let's go to Big D. Big D, thoughts on the Swifties?
Yeah, that's that went pretty deep there. I think they're both good for each other's brands, and I think they wanted to bang each other, and I think it's pretty wholesome. So that's about it.
It's a good point.
Good counterpoints, Dennis. Taylor Swift just Taylor Swift just wanted the peacock. That's all it was.
Yes, absolutely. A peacock
for $5 a month.
Yeah. $4.99 actually. $4.99.
There you go. That's one of the best $4.99s you're gonna get.
Hey, I will say this. Somebody did like the math. If you want to watch every NFL game this year, between the subscriptions, the Prime, to YouTube, to Peacock, and wherever else the hell they're streaming that shit, you're going to be out hundreds of dollars a month just to watch your games.
And then if you bet on top of it, you'll be out more money.
Yeah, if you're a degenerate.
So are we going to wrap up the tinfoil hat and wrap up the
episode?
I think you guys are all full of shit. This is all about true love.
It's true love.
Because we're all haters. A lot of little,
you know,
we got some Patriot fans in here. They don't like the Chiefs getting all the love.
True.
It's coming from a guy whose favorite books are Harlequin books, so Harlequin romance books. So,
man. Wow. They used to underline all the sex scenes for you.
Jesus Christ.
They certainly don't teach you that in college.
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
So let's wrap up this shit show. Remember, my mother watches the show every week.
So she's a saint. Mama AC.
This should be a great one. I should have her here one week. That'd be hilarious.
Instead of having a wife on, we should have our mothers on. If
we can. I'm not bringing my mom on here, guys. No.
then we'll see how you smack the wife around.
No.
Smack us around. No.
So let's start the shout out round. Ed, take it away.
I'm a shout out to Shaggy. Shaggy was sleeping on the couch. The couch monster got him.
Not a good excuse. Ask him if he's using a vacation day or if he's taking personal time or a charge.
I don't know. I'm not human resources department.
Phantom, what do you got this week?
Oh, I want to give Shaggy some shit, but the last time I thought I was a smart ass, it didn't work out too good for me. So,
Speaking of smart asses, Bradford, what do you got?
I want to shout out you guys. I went through some pretty traumatic shit these last couple weeks, and I want to say every single one of y'all either texted me, messaged me, Facebooked me, some form of communication to check in, to check on me. So I appreciate that. You guys are the best. Truly is like just being one of the boys. So I appreciate you guys for always having my back on that. It meant a lot.
Rosie, you got to follow that one.
Two thumbs in for you guys.
I got to follow that. Fucking Chad.
Yeah, Nancy.
All right. So I'm just going to shout out Cary Grove Trojans 2-0. My son's football team, they won their first, they won week one 27-3. They won last night 45-14.
Woo.
Flexing state champs. Let's go.
Let's go.
Thomas, what do you got?
I got two. First, I want to give a shout out to our number one fan, Darren. It's yesterday was his 11-year anniversary for his kidney transplant. And he's doing big things. He's talking to senators and about changing laws and insurance company laws. And so he's doing big things there. My second shout out is a little lighter. I'm going to go with shout out to Matt Rhule and the Nebraska Cornhuskers for smacking around Dion and knocking him off his high horse so far this week. They're up by 25 points right now. It's 28-3 Nebraska.
I'm glad somebody said it.
Yeah, it's on the TV behind me. They are.
Real quick to end the show, I want to extend condolences. That seems like what we do a lot now. Chris from the podcast, he told me yesterday his grandfather passed away yesterday. So I want to let him know that, you know, we're all thinking of him. And it's just 2024 has been really, really tough on the podcast for a lot of personal things. And, you know, I talked to him last night and I just want to mention it at the end that even if you're not here, we're thinking of you. If you've been on the show before, we're thinking of you. And, you know, when something like that happens, just reach out to the fellas. We'll be here to, you know, get you through it. So, Chris, for the guys, great to have Dennis back on. Hopefully he can come on every week during football season. And we can
if Brad lets me. I don't know.
I don't know. You don't like wrestling.
He'll just give me these.
I can't believe the Phantom's on here
wrestling
now,
shows.
How long has the Phantom been back?
Forever.
First week.
He never left.
First week.
He's sending sneaky videos while he was gone.
Yeah.
Good one to Dennis on that one.
Yeah, there's like six wrestling shows a week between WWE and AEW. Oh, even more if you count TNA. Dennis, go fucking watch one, man. You won't.
Okay, Brad, I'm gonna give one a shot this week just for you, and I'm gonna report back next week on the
it
one.
It can't
that
be
I
Wild Woman of Wrestling either. It's gotta be a real wrestling show.
It cannot be Glow, Dennis.
Cannot be Glow. No
Hollywood and Vine, Dennis. Hollywood and Vine.
If you're going to watch one, you watch the one on Friday nights, the SmackDown.
Friday night is football, man.
It's football.
You can't watch the Monday one because that's football too, right?
I can DVR it. It's fine. So what is it on Friday nights? Friday night SmackDown or some bullshit, right?
Yep, on USA. That next right. week.
It's not SmackDown. It's just SmackDown.
Peacock.
There's none of this. But
the name of it. So. There was some wrestling watching.
Brad, I'm kind of tilted tonight. I like.
Yeah. With that being said, Dennis, you got to give us a that's week for old time's sake. That's week. So before we get off the rails on this, let's end it, fellas. Another one in the books. Stop being a bitch.